It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
Mwahaha! I am Bunula, the Bunny Vampire, and I am back to narrate this new episode of the Pussy Centipede. My partner, Princess Di, is busy this week. She had to go help clean the royal cottage, cause Meghan Markle had bad diarrhea and pooped her panties all over the place. This week, I have a very special episode, for it is written by horror writer Eric Handy. I'd like to thank Eric for writing this episode and telling his tale. A tale that is known as Kitty to the Future. So let us begin. Kitty Krueger was cruising the streets in his 1957 Lincoln Continental, which he picked up for a song at a police auction. It didn't have a CD player, so he couldn't listen to his Katie Mix CD he had stayed up all night to make. He stopped at a red light, looking at the huge moon in the midday sky, when a man jumped into the passenger seat.
Meow, meow, meow! This isn't an Uber, mister! Hey, wait! I know you! You're Mark Hamm!
No.
You're Luke!
No. Due to copyright infringement laws, I had to change my name to Duke Lucas.
Meow meow! It's an honor and a privilege! I loved your work on the 1990 Flash series!
Thanks, but I don't have time to chat. I need your help. I've got a text on my Android phone that the Empire's on their way here to destroy Earth.
Meow meow! What can I do for you?
You see that moon up ahead?
Meow, yes!
That's no moon. Well, technically it is. It's the Doom Moon. And it's the Empire's secret weapon. I need you to take me there.
Now, go fuck yourself, Duke Lucas!
Later, I need you to drive me in your 1957 Lincoln Continental. Help me, Kitty Krueger. You're my only hope.
Kitty thought it was over. Mwahaha! He really liked Earth. It was the only place where a cool kitty could eat pizza while watching slasher films on Amazon Prime.
Okay, I'll help you! Meow meow! But how can we get up there from down here?
We'll have to take the Kessel Ramp.
Meow, the Kessel Ramp? Oh no!
Mwahaha! The Kessel Ramp was the longest, most vertical ramp in all the world. Skateboarders would try to ride it to the heavens, but didn't have the fortitude to withstand the sheer size or the gravity. Kitty once tried when he was a younger but still cool kitty. Like all the rest, he failed. But now, things were different. He was more humble now, and he had a 1957 Lincoln Continental. Mwahaha! I am Bunula!
Meow! Let's roll! But first I need to get some gas!
They got some gas, which Duke Lucas paid for on his Visa credit card. He didn't get any cashback rewards for the fuel purchase, but he told Kitty that desperate times called for desperate measures. They drove to the base of the Kessel Ramp.
Meow meow! I'm afraid, Duke Lucas!
Don't be afraid, my pussy friend. Fear gives in to hate, and hate gives in to the dark side. Plus, this car is bitchin'.
Meow, you're damn skivvy!
Kitty floored the accelerator, and they flew up the ramp towards the Doom Moon. Lights started to flash around them. Reds and blues swirled in the air. Something was definitely happening. They neared the top of the ramp.
Meow meow, I have a bad feeling about this!
Everything went black, and then,
I think we made it.
Meow, there's no Doom Moon!
There's no ramp either. We're still on Earth. I can't get any reception on my Android phone.
Meow meow, let's drive into town and see if we can find any clues!
That theater. Now playing Hot Dog the Movie?
Meow, What I feared is true! Meow, meow! When we launched off the ramp, we were traveling at 88 miles per hour in a Lincoln Continental. That means one thing. We've gone back in time.
Time travel? We've arrived in the year 1984? Well, this means we can stop the Empire before they even form. We can change history.
Except for your role in Corvette Summer!
True.
And you're wrapping your car around a tree!
Point taken. Mwahaha! A woman strolling down the sidewalk caught Kitty's eye. She was a hot piece of tail who looked familiar. It didn't take long for Kitty to realize who she was. In the flesh, Katy Perry's mother. Katy Perry was a modern goddess. No one put her in a corner. Kitty did the math in his head.
Meow! She's not with Kitten yet!
What's that?
Meow! I have to make a kitty stop!
What are you saying? We have work to do.
If I can make a Katy Perry kitten, then I will be responsible for the creation of the object of my desire! Meow, 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 meow!
That doesn't make any sense.
Meow! Hit the bricks, Duke Lucas! Save the world on your own time!
Fine. Don't expect me to thank you when...
Okay, I won't!
With Duke Lucas hitting the bricks, Kitty drove alongside Katy Perry's mother.
Miss Perry! Meow!
Who the heck are you?
I'm the pussy of your dreams! Sent back from the edge of oblivion to impregnate you!
By the look in your eye, I can tell you're telling the truth. Sorry, it's 1984, and I just did 6 lines of blow while listening to a flock of seagulls. What's your name, sugar?
Meow meow! In 5 minutes, it won't matter, Tuts!
I wish I had time, but I had a date with my husband. We're going to see Beverly Hills Cop and then eat sushi.
Don't make me pull out my switchblade, bitch! Meow meow!
My husband's gonna kick your ass!
Wait a second, meow! It's the 80s! Let's do some blow, slap on a laser disc, and have a threesome!
But I really want to watch Beverly Hills Cop.
Come on! It'll be on HBO in a year!
Well, I guess my husband will be okay with a threesome.
He better, meow! And he better not touch me, or I'll jam my kitty paw up his ass!
Then it's a date.
Meow, meow, meow! Do you have any blow?
Mwahaha! What no one in 1984 could know was that in 2019, when the Doom Moon shot its reflecting lasers into Earth's core, destroying the planet, a psychic shockwave from billions of dead humans, animals, and puppies resonated throughout all of space-time. When the shockwave retracted, it pulled all people and kitties back to their proper time. So as Kitty was about to layeth the Kitty Smackdown on some historical tale, Kitty was pulled back to the present. The present where Duke Lucas must have defeated the Empire, because there was no trace of the Empire or the dreaded Doom Moon. Just a kitty cruising the boulevard. The end. Wah-ha-ha-ha! I am Bunula! I hope you enjoyed today's story. Once again, written by horror writer Eric Handy. Look for him on Twitter. I'll have all the links in the show notes. Also to his Amazon page for all his books. Mwahaha! Also, if you're listening today, tonight on our YouTube channel, Bunula TV, we'll be doing a special live stream quiz show to give away a Bunula doll to the winner. It's to celebrate hitting 100 subscribers. And if you haven't been watching Bunula TV, make sure to check it out. We have all kinds of great content. All episodes of The Pussy Centipede are uploaded there, plus music, episodes of Pussy High, Bunula Reads, Bunula Plays, Bunula Relax, all kinds of Bunula content. Once again, have a good day. I am Bunula. Mwah! Ha 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 ha!